tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What up, After Buzz? Your boy DJ Jesse Jenny here in studio for the Love & Hip Hop New York reunion. I'm joined in studio by Miss Kennedy Strabby.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Miss Nicolette Sensei don't play gun.
What up?
Stephon, I'm off by Wallace. Creep Squad.
That was creepy.
This was the final reunion for New York. Tears. And Atlanta's coming back next week.
You
strong. So we're going to get a lot of characters.
I would have liked to have a break, however.
You know what I mean? Never lets breaks happen.
All right, but let's start getting into it. So obviously last week we were real excited to hear what this audio was going to say.
And it didn't say shit.
See, I don't know. I feel totally different than how they all felt because the audio I heard was, I'm not going to come. Do you even know what you're doing?
Like, turn around, let me...
So they had sex. But why were they acting like nothing happened in there? Like they...
It was really dry.
Dry sex.
It was really dry. Literally, like, her pussy was not wet and his dick was not wet.
I mean...
There was nothing cute about
If I was looking
that.
At that muskrat dick, too, I'd be like...
There would never even been that Desert. Situation.
It didn't sound like he used protection, either. People got the herb out here, man.
Girl,
I'm serious.
I
you
was
can't
like,
be just letting people go in like this.
HIV,
right? Like if you don't
HPV,
knock it off,
everything's out there.
Ugh.
I'm scared to death.
I don't, that's why I just sit in my bedroom. I just sit in my bedroom.
The game, though.
Jerk off my little hand.
I can't with y'all. I'll be watching Netflix. I just got HBO now.
Please,
I'm watching HBO now.
What are you watching on there?
So now I'm catching up on True Detective, and I'm still behind on Game of Thrones. However,
what
everything
that
is
have
on
to
there.
Do with sex?
Because no, I don't be having to actually be watching HBO now.
What I'm going
to
get you, though, I was watching My Hustlers of Atlanta. I'm going to get you them candy coated nights vibrating panties.
Cool. Don't play.
Oh, you got panties now?
Bitch,
do not play.
I can't.
I'll just be bored at work when it is.
I'm going to get everyone here soon. Because Stephon, they have them for boys, too.
They got draws.
I bet you dump your balls. I'm kidding.
I don't want to draw. Panties. Find a girlfriend or a boyfriend and just
no. Because what did Erica say? You can't even fuck. You can't even trust the motherfucker you fucking.
Ooh, Erica, man, I missed you, baby.
Yeah.
Just get HBO now. Catch up on your shows. Come
Netflix.
On, guys.
That's gonna get old.
All right. So Lisa Strawberry. First of all, hold up. Because remember last week when we was talking and Miss Mama Strawberry was like, my daughter. Did not call her daughter a fucking dog.
Mm-mm. Yeah, emotions were high and said it. I'm embarrassed. I'm trying to pull together words, trying to explain why I did it, and there is absolutely no excuse for that.
I get it.
Emotions were high.
So, you didn't rewind enough, girl. So, Lisa Strawberry talking about Cisco, why you play games? You knew you wasn't ready for a relationship. Why is your daughter playing games to be on Love & Hip Hop?
Right. He didn't have a mustache. He should have known better. You got to make the right choices. If the man you dating don't have adequate facial hair, or he's not making an attempt to...
to at least color it in.
Right.
Come on.
Then
you're
Hispanic. What you getting into, man?
Bitch, she's young, though.
She's Louise.
You know, the peach fuzz could have worked for her.
That's what true. Bothered me is that Lisa, Mother Strawberry, said... Why you play games? You know you wouldn't want to be in a relationship. So your friend stepped up to the plate.
Excuse me.
So what you saw.
Right, you thinking that's stepping up to the
stepping
plate.
Stepping up when he's like...
He stepped up to the stall,
girl.
Bitch.
That's right. What he stepped up to. Well, giving your daughter unprotected sex. Do we want a My Lisa 2.0? Like, no.
Well, we get to see a lot of
Running
insight.
Not even the stall.
We see a lot of insight ball. Into who as to who Diamond is.
Fraud.
When you listen Fraud. To her mom. They each have really short tempers, short fuses. And, they see things from a different perspective.
Listen, say what you want. I ride for Diamond's mom.
I love Diamond's mom, too.
I love Diamond's mom. And I said this when we were watching TV. I love Diamond's mom because, one, she dealt with a man while he was at the height of his drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
She was dealing...
At the height of his career.
Of his career.
Yep.
Millions and millions of dollars was coming into her and to her life. And now she's sitting on this couch. She has more money than everybody on this stage combined. And she is caping for her daughter who just got pounded out in the bathroom. Like, who, you can't get the, she, Diamond has the best parents.
But yeah, and Lisa can't really get mad.
Besides the crack.
Because at Diamond's age, Lisa's mom was probably laying, late, but she's like, honey, no, I was laid out with caviar on my fucking punani. And your father was eating me out with a golden spoon.
You supposed to go after the big fish.
And you fucking
baby.
Here at Pizza Hut getting fucking dug out by some dry ass little mushroom dick.
Like, you need to go after the big fish.
Right, honey.
But you can totally see that Diamond was very embarrassed. Like, the whole time she was like, oh, fuck me.
Well, I think she said
the best montage. It was like,
girl, you look.
That's my boo. This my man.
Fuck.
This my man. Oh, you ain't know? You ain't heard?
I think it was very vulnerable of her to say that she was in a lot of pain, you know, during that time. She
what
was.
Pain,
I think she really was.
Girl,
I don't think it's about the Cisco pain. It's not the Cisco broken heart pain. I think
pain
in life.
Yeah.
She brought pain.
Yeah.
She came to Love and Hip Hop with pain.
But that's what happens with this show.
You got to be
all
in pain to be on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah. Otherwise, we ain't got a storyline. What happened, motherfucker, on Love and Hip Hop? Like, hey, guys, my career is great.
Right.
Like, I'm just out here shitting number one single. Yeah.
Hey, why not?
I have the best love life ever.
Yeah, it's going. Why not?
Chrissy and what's his name, Jim Jones, left the show.
They were like...
Oh, they were.
Yeah, they tried to do that spinoff.
Well, she didn't have a to-go party, a secret interview when she left, did she? Or did Chrissy do that?
No, because she knows the show's a joke, so she didn't need to do that. Diamond admits that she was vulnerable with Rich. We see the clips of Diamond claiming Rich. She says, he sent me mixed signals. Like a text that said, step it up, Strawberry, you with Rich Dollaz now. That's... Which I can totally picture him saying that, though.
Totally. But what does that have to do with that making him your man?
Well, I think these girls are so fragile that when Rich plays those little... These are little mind games that wouldn't affect us. But for them, they're so fragile. They're hanging on to every little thing.
That's crazy.
So he's like, step it up, Strawberry. Oh, he cares about me.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and they're in love with that.
Yeah.
It's bullshit, but... They're in love with it.
Because somebody else will text back, shut your ass up. Or, get off my phone.
Or like, so you out here going around.
Like, you fucked Johnny Blaze in the bathroom and then fucked me?
Well, she didn't know that.
I know, but...
Yeah, but I mean,
I'd
she
be sitting on that reunion, like...
And both of them probably was off.
Just sweating, like, I need to get tested.
Yeah, they do.
I cannot imagine.
What do you think when they said, Rich, how many girls have you slept with in the Love & Hip Hop franchise?
Creepy.
Well, probably just Erica, Johnny, and
Monice, motherfucker. He dipping into other franchises.
So, Monice, Erica, Diamond, and Johnny.
I doubt that because... Diamond said, oh, I thought Johnny was an extra, which means there's extras, and believe the principals are laying them extras down. Trust me.
Ella.
Laying them extras down. Get
Ella.
It right.
Ella.
Lay your head down.
Believe Ella. Cisco's like, hey, so Remy was in there, you know. Remy got that mouth game. Ooh, we creep for life. They laying them extras down.
That memory foam pillow.
Ew,
Shrink it on in. Rich Dollaz says, you know why I did that? Because Rich Dollaz do what he wants to do.
No. You should
Rich,
sit
you're
down.
Old and you're dressed like Doug. Like, stop.
Seriously, I don't know.
And your high water khaki pants. Like,
that
please.
Whole guy, his Target worker pants.
That whole outfit was a disaster. It was
a disaster. Go get the carts from the parking lot and bring them back.
Like, you think by now he'd, like, upgraded, you know? But we've seen him on other reunions where it's like, okay, I think he tried. But, like, this time, literally, he probably just woke up out of bed real quick and just threw on some stuff that he had.
He looked like a broke-down Huxtable.
like from the 80s.
I gotta do this reunion. I'm late. Let me.
He did.
Didn't even brush his teeth. Extra. Hey, extra.
You know his breath was stinking.
I love Johnny Blaze talking about punch him, Cisco, because I just want to spit on him. I got my spit right here.
And she started getting the flames prepared.
She really
so
would have spit on him.
Like,
she said what?
She was just trying to be so hard. It's like, girl, calm down. No one is coming for you.
I feel like she got came this whole show.
Yeah, right. It's like, girl, you need to take a chill pill for real.
No, I want her to fuck Rich up. I want her to
She wasn't
going to
do shit.
Really?
She still likes Rich. She still wants. She still has something for him. So she'll talk, but then next week she'll be like, bye-bye.
No, already I was on her Instagram and it's like, you know, she had pictures of him and her and Rich up there. Like.
Well, I mean, I think she had a very good campaign for continuing for more seasons. I think she should be on there.
But see, I don't think she's going to be on next season, but I think she shouldn't do it because our roommate... He be playing her music, and you know what? I really walked in the other day. I was like, "Who is this?" He was like, "Johnny Blaze." I downloaded the song. Yeah, she it was cute.
Okay.
Well, then she don't. You're right. She doesn't need to come back.
No. What she need to do is talk to somebody about where her internal problem go to Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins.
And I think it's called Date with Destiny in December, girl. I'll see you there.
Well, then doesn't she need the show? That's what everybody's on the show.
No, because if you're too crazy and too out there, you won't. Your music will take a back burner. Like, look at Mina.
But who out of all the franchises like of Love and Hip Hop, who really has been put on for their music on the show?
I know one girl that's acting as if she got.
Kay Michelle was already popping.
Her music was dope though.
Yeah.
But she went through her other record label and she was dropped. Remember, Kay Michelle came on. She was still like fighting for people to. It revived her.
Yeah, it did revive her.
It revived her. Really? She didn't have a deal. People had a problem with her attitude. Yeah. She was trying to clean up her image. Then she did the show, and then labels started talking to her. Though.
That's how you play this game of Love and Hip Hop the way Kay Michelle did it.
Yeah.
But see, you come in, make a quick little cameo, start some drama. Oh my God, I'm healed. I'm fixed. I'm different now.
But you're saying, okay, so...
No, Erica Minute didn't grow because her final scene...
She can't sing either.
My titties! Like, I just want to grow from here.
That's Mona.
That was the first thing you did when you first came on.
Hey, reduce yourself to who you really are. Do the titty thing.
Go ahead, titty thing. Give me all the tears, but can we get that last final move?
Yeah.
On the Johnny Blaze, whom I'm a fan of. Shout out to Johnny Blaze, VH1 Johnny Blaze on Instagram. I think that like you said, her song was good, right? Okay, so but we're not hearing it.
Mm-mm.
So,
but if you go on her Instagram, you can hear it.
If Johnny gets back on this show,
she gonna fight everyone.
And maybe she can go through the counseling on. Let us watch her go through it. Let us live through her life.
I don't think she wants to get canceled.
I don't think her being on here is distracting from the music. Yep. It gets look at Amina, man. Amina can play instruments. She doesn't have a strong. Damn, Aretha Franklin voice, but she can sing and she can write music. Sure. Ain't nobody thinking about Amina music because she's still caught up in this mess.
Right.
This mess.
Well, the flip side
I wouldn't even download Amina's album off Dat Piff.
I wouldn't, though. I would scroll right by,
she came out with an album.
I would have been like,
scroll,
keep on
scrolling.
Oh,
Nina,
right, I wouldn't.
Yeah. All right.
But that Johnny Blaze track.
It's fire?
It really is. I'm not even serious.
I listen to it. What is it called? I'll Google it.
It's on her Instagram, though. It's actually really dope.
I'll go check it out.
But so then we get Johnny wanting to fight. Who want to fight me? Oh, okay. Cisco does this speech talking about brothers locking in with a bat. And he had basketball shorts underneath his jeans.
So out of that. Shorts.
Talking about, we represent New York, man. DC's, Chrissy, Chinks. We rep brothers when we lock in. I represent New York, 100.
We ain't fake like Stevie J and whatever.
As Stevie J gets in them drums. Don't leave Stevie alone.
But I was like, why are you comparing yourselves to Stevie J and Benzino?
You guys won't ever be that.
But they were saying that they were fake and that they're being real.
I don't get that.
Cisco.
Because they're from New York and they get real.
Yeah.
Well, for the most part, I feel like people from New York usually do try to keep it 100, but not on this show. It's a scripted reality show.
I think they're saying because Benzino's from New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
So him being on Atlanta is not him keeping it
Benzino's
real.
Benzino's from Boston.
Okay.
Yeah, Benzino from Boston. On the real 100, the realest person on this stage as far as dudes, two. Chink. And Mendeecees because he went to the pen for selling hard drugs.
Peter does keep it real to an extent. Peter lies, but then he always breaks in like.
But Peter is simp.
He knew how he was going to handle this.
Peter's a simp. Peter had on his stage outfit from 1997. I will not be fooled.
He was ready for this.
He will not run him off.
Peter's like, hey, can we get Uptown Baby played into the opening?
Can the band play that?
But no, he was definitely like,
we don't know that. We don't sell that sheet music anymore. We don't sell that sheet music. We don't have this.
Hey, they play Bruno Mars Uptown Funk.
This one?
No.
He's like, no, I don't have.
Who are you?
I don't remember now.
Sorry. Okay. Wait, so Johnny versus Diamond conversation. Diamond talks about, I walked in, I thought she was an extra. Bitch, your daughter's an extra.
That was funny.
That was hilarious.
That was a good one.
That was funny.
She singed her.
And then all of a sudden it turned into Diamond's mom versus Johnny. Diamond's mom talking about, you don't want to do nothing. Be about it. Don't talk about it.
I'm not going toe-to-toe with Diamond's mom.
She keeps
a burner. She probably has a burner. She dealt with Daryl when he was on crack.
Stealing from his own house.
She was not playing.
Well, hold up. But Johnny came
this
from
is
a
our stuff.
Johnny came
Why
from
are you
a,
stealing our stuff? Like,
this
Johnny
is yours.
Came from a rough background too. She probably had to fight off some pimps.
You're right. Oh, yeah. But I'm not going toe-to-toe with Diamond's mom, though.
I feel like Johnny really could have taken her mom down.
Oh, see, my thing is, in the Love and Hip Hop New York...
strength, though.
She a little older now.
But Diamond Mama got them old vintage moves. Ain't nothing like a black person, wine mom, that grew up in the 70s. She got vintage moves.
Listen, they showed the replay of
the pen,
splash.
What's it called? She stamps on the pen like, and can breathe through
Wow, you'd be like,
that's how you know how to do it.
Like Denzel and he got game when
streets. She might still say stuff like she from the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Slit your Achilles.
I'm from the streets. You'd be like,
Love and Hip Hop New York, Def Jam Vendetta. It would be Diamond fighting Johnny Blaze, and then Diamond's KO move is Lisa would get up from behind her and finish her. That would be the finishing move.
That's why we have the Def Jam Vendetta Love and Hip Hop series already trademarked, so don't try to do it.
Thank you, because you're right.
I don't want to make no money.
Let's you're right, because somebody... Right.
Can we get these millions right quick?
Not naming no names. Yes.
Well, let's talk about it, because Peter been talking about
video
it.
Game.
Amina, Peter, Tara, and Oren.
Oh, this is what I was going to say.
And then DC's.
Yeah. What? About Peter, I think he was really ready to come into this reunion because he was just set to be like, yeah, I'm both in love with them, but I don't want them. Like,
he tried to be Stevie J, and
it totally did not work for him.
Don't disrespect my dog.
It was like, Peter. Stevie J is the only person who can say half of the things that Peter was saying. Like, well, before we get into that, Amina asked Tara. Tara, before this, you said that if I wanted to do whatever I wanted to do with Peter, then that would be okay. Is it for real? And Tara's like, bitch, are you really asking me this right now? And she said, yeah, I wouldn't mind. And Peter, I don't know what Peter said.
It made
Peter
no
said,
sense.
Like,
he said, no, but no one's going to believe me. But I'm confused because I thought Amina said to her, you feel like Peter, you could get Peter whenever you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what she said. Right?
She said, you said that you felt like that if you wanted Peter, that you could have him whatever or whenever you want. Do you still think that's true?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then Tara was like, yeah. And then she turned to Peter and said, Peter, what do you think about that? And then Peter said, I mean, I say no, but nobody gonna believe none I say anyway.
Yeah.
But how do you say no when you just said that you're in love with Amina and Tara?
That was the point. Like, Peter,
but he don't want them. He don't want them. He's over them.
So why
Peter doesn't have anywhere to stay. He's going to get with whoever calls.
Let him in.
Why is Amina asking that question?
Because she's trying to see if Tara... She said at the beginning of the show that she still wants him back.
Yeah. I know she said that, and I was embarrassed for her.
Pinky panties on.
I was like, come on. That's how you opened up. Yeah, I still want him, but I don't love... But I do, and I do love him still. I was like, girl... Stop it!
Thank you.
Save your child!
No.
Fight for the girl.
My thing is why the fuck is Peter talking about, no, you know, the thing is, I told you something in privacy, and that's snitching. You're fucking 60 years old. Like, stop.
But he's really 16.
Mentally, yes.
Yeah.
Peter the type to still be wearing Stop Snitching t-shirts. Yeah. Like, if you don't get this out of here with the big stop sign on it. If you, like, who stop tells snitching. Their wife? Who calls his wife a snitch? Like, what are you talking
this is
about
not mob
right
wives.
Now? Right?
This is not mob wives.
First off, your two baby mamas are sharing a conversation, having dialogue.
About you being a whore.
Yes.
And you
that's
just being
not
a whore.
Snitching, Doug. Snitching is a... You don't even know the definition of that. Get out of here.
Thank you.
Peter is the worst.
I don't know what you're trying to...
Well, so then Oren comes out, and they, I don't know what kind of love story they were trying to throw
up,
with them.
Right.
But then Peter talking about, wait, hold up. Did he cheat? Peter, I don't care if he fucking slept with six women. He did not get these bitches pregnant. Go to fucking Sandals Barbados vacation and leave your baby mama in a fucking hospital.
While you grind up on your other baby mama.
And drag them on TV to do all of this.
Oh, Lord.
You couldn't do this with just y'all.
So no one's throwing a glass
rock. He brought them on TV to do this.
Right.
But poor Oren got caught up, though, because when they mentioned the text messages, he was like, yes, you sent the text messages.
He should have known that
he
was going to come
it.
Out.
He did.
And Amina didn't help him.
She
none.
Should have. She's like, no, he's right.
She pushed him off the cliff. She pushed him right off.
Right. Oh, you engaged now?
Yeah. He needs to check her backstage. Mm-hmm. Like, if we're going to work together, don't throw me on the bus. Because
right. She was like, he did say that. He said that he was trying to, the baby was my, he wanted.
And
then,
but I think he was drunk.
You
sound like Muppet
Baby. You know what Oren should have said? Oren should have turned to her and said, "Stop snitching."
Yeah, you should have been like,
she is low key snitching, though. She's all right, so. I retract all my statements. Amina is snitching. She don't even know she's snitching.
She snitched on Oren for real.
No, but
he said that. And then he was strong, so I mean,
and then we made love. She didn't get that part.
And
she
then
didn't
we
go
made
there.
Love.
Yep, she didn't say that part. Orange sweating. Like, I ain't even gonna be able to get married.
I mean, you can see sweat through them cracks.
You know? There.
So then, of course, you know, we needed our narrator.
He didn't get that Beijing.
To voice her opinion, Erica Mena, in an exclusive interview with executive producer Mona Scott Young.
I was really falling asleep.
Said that Peter and Amina, you know, what can I say? Peter, he's really just an amazing guy from the Bronx. Guys, stop feeding the fucking animals. Like, what are you doing? Like, he's just an amazing guy. What is amazing about this? I don't get it.
He's not a bad guy. She did not say amazing.
No, she said he's an amazing...
Yeah, guy from the Bronx. Wrote it down.
She said amazing somewhere in there. Yeah.
He's an amazing guy.
Yeah.
She's kind of amazing. Something like that.
Something
it was,
like
she
that.
Said
amazing
something
was
amazing.
In there.
Something.
I think the important part of that was the Bronx. I think that was a staged statement for... This all seemed like a big shout out to New York. The whole Cisco dramatization that he did. And her, you know, he's from the Bronx. We're from New York.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that sort of thing. They were trying to stage it up that New York is, I don't know.
I mean, it's popping, but
right.
I didn't see it.
I'm not loving him. Show.
So Rich gets asked how many cast members he slept with. And then they start talking about, you know, the creep squad. And he said, you know, Cisco says, Rich is the biggest creep, then me, and then Peter. And Peter's the last creep because, you know, he's got a good heart.
Where are y'all finding this heart?
I would honestly say Rich is probably the least because at least he just fucks the girls and says it. He's not getting into these deep relationships.
First of all, a creep is that what Rich is. Like,
no, but a creep leads you on and make you. A creep marries
Peter
you.
Peter is not a creep, he is a bad person. Well, he's a bad guy.
They think he has a good heart.
Oh, please.
He said, I do everything out of love. Now, see, if Stevie said that, it would have been, baby, you know, I just do everything out of love. And everyone would be like, oh, Stevie.
Oh, Stevie. He's charming.
Well, because,
he's just charming.
Well, because Stevie's still not trying to have sex with Mimi. Like, it's a whole different scenario. Like, Mimi knows what it is. She's with Jocelyn now. Like, it is what it is. Like, that's why it's okay. At first, though, people were like, Mimi, what the fuck is she doing? I mean, but now he went over. But Peter just keeps on fucking up, and he still don't know what to do. So he can't change nothing now. So it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. They say, you know, Peter gets into trouble because he aims to please. He doesn't want to hurt anyone. The only person he aims to please is himself.
Thank you.
That's it.
That is
so
it.
The fact that all the men on this stage can't understand that and all the females are looking side-eye at them. Like, I hope the girls at least learn some sort of lesson after watching that. I know they're not.
They're just saying this in case they get into the same predicament, that someone will believe that they have a good heart, too. It's kind of like when your boy get in trouble for doing something foul, and you stick up for him just because you hope they don't find out that you foul too. That's all they're saying. They just don't want to get caught for the day that they do something crazy and people saying that they are scumbag and this, that, and the third. They can't believe that Peter means well. Like, they can't. I don't believe it.
So there's, okay, so all these women are sitting around.
No, I really think that they'd look... There, Peter probably is like, man, I'm getting such a bad rep, and this was like a little boost squad for him.
Ugh. Oh, jeez. They're like toasting and cheersing, and, you know, they're acting as if they're a part of this fraternity of sorts, what I'm saying, in front of all of America and all of these women that are sitting in this audience. And all these women are like... not really saying anything about, you know, like, they ain't even feel no kind of way.
They ain't feeling nothing.
Nobody rose up. Nobody said nothing. And they're like, yeah, we get hoes. We do these hoes. Boys club.
Hashtag press green.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, he's the president because he gets a lot of hoes.
Because she has a woman, Cisco, dial five.
He's like,
you can't rise up on a man like that because he won't listen to you anyway, because the only reason he got to this point is because he got a problem with his mama and women in general. So women rising up in the crowd ain't going to do nothing to change it. They don't like women. They have a problem with women, and most men who got a problem with women don't like their damn mama. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it all the way real.
I love my mama.
In that order.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to get deep, but y'all know, don't listen.
But also, just before you cut off of it, I want to say, people like Cisco who try to shout out when they say, oh, yeah, what's this about the Creep Squad? He's like, oh, the Creep Squad, you know, so. The person that's talking the loudest is not getting any ass, in case y'all want to know.
He just wants to be a part.
He's definitely not getting
he's
any
getting
ass.
Zero.
I mean, he had no play. Like, for Sin, like, it was dead. Like, there was no play.
No, and not only that, but how embarrassing is that the girl that you tried to hook up with brings some... First of all, she's not even, like, a main character on the show, and she gets to bring...
her man.
Whoever's knocking her boots down, like, and you have to sit on stage, like...
And he's the he's the upgraded version of you. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta sit there...
He can actually color in his life.
Right. You're looking at him low-key like...
Or he don't even need to color it in.
It's natural.
Dang. I gotta get mine to... How you get is like that? Hey, yo, bro. Hey. What Jay-Z said?
No, he was sitting by the water cooler. He's like...
What's the difference between a 4.0 and a 4.6? About 30 to 40 G's, cocksucker, beat it. Anyway,
In, you know, the exclusive interview with producer Mona Scott Young, Erica Mena says that this is her final season. This is my final season for Love and Hip Hop. You know, I'm getting married to Bow Wow, and fresh as I'm is, and, you know, he's just, he's amazing.
She said that, like, this was, like, she was leaving 90210 early when it was in the popping years. You can't, this ain't All My Children during its peak. She said that, like, she was leaving, like, she was Kerry Washington and she's leaving Scandal early.
For real.
Like, you know what I think? It's just run its course, man. No! It's a reality show.
Girl,
everybody
bye.
Leaves.
Girl, bye.
Like, you're not even NeNe Leakes leaving Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Right. Like, that's even more major.
Catch that one.
Okay.
Wow. I felt like it was at one of those Hall of Fame, you know, speeches. She about to get
like, dry. I was just like, I'm getting sleepy. Like, I'm tired. Like, I could feel her trying the whole entire
time.
Like, just...
when she tried to cry.
I'm just like...
I kind of, but I was feeling. This is why I was feeling.
Like, girl, that's exactly how
she
I was feeling.
Was, you were like, feeling because like, her tits were hanging out of her fucking.
Yes,
tongue.
I was feeling it because her tits were hanging out. But this is the other reason why I was feeling it. I was feeling it because I feel like it's all just this game, right?
Yeah.
And she's Mona has set her up on this pedestal as though she's won the game, like she's graduating.
Like she's Evelyn Lozada.
Yeah.
Yes. This is
and
not game
Evelyn Lozada
okay.
ain't doing nothing right now.
So I was
she's
like,
getting that baseball money. Was, Evelyn be managing.
Well, yeah, but
situation.
She went after the baseball plan, that's not good. Fresh as I'm ain't.
So I'm not mad at Erica. I'm more mad at Mona because she put
brainwashed
she made
this girl.
She's enabling
she made
her.
This happen.
Like
I mean,
Erica
they literally looked across
really?
From,
stinks that her shit does not stink. She was just like,
you know, I feel bad for these people here.
You know, if it wasn't for Love and Hip Hop,
oh, I
no, she's acting, but that's all.
I don't
all,
know
it's all
where I would be.
Like, okay, well, this is a loud fucking telenova.
I don't know where you mean.
Right, like,
the realest
care,
moment is when,
like,
she looked across with Mona and got all emotional. And it's kind of like they were high five. It was the low-key high five. Yeah. We've been working on this, you know. Low-key, we done had meetings at my house. We done,
she
you know.
She ain't been on Mona's house.
She said, no. Mona go to her house.
They meet
Mona
at,
meet her at the,
the office. They're at the location.
Know, you know, you yeah. realize that I was a crazy bitch and I would be good for television because I was just going to be a crazy bitch. Like,
you saw me for who I really was. You saw me sitting here.
Thank you, Mona. Thank you.
You knew that
thank
I would
you.
Sleep with whoever you put in front of me. You saw that in me.
And you know I would have had a relationship with Rich Dollars, and he ain't shit.
You immediately told me that my titties were for sale, not
yeah,
for...
Yeah, she did the titty dance.
She said, well, what does King think about... I hate talking about kids, but she said, what does King think about him? She said...
I thought it was going to go real negative. I was like, girl, why is it this dramatic?
I almost
like,
thought she was going to say King hasn't met
that's
him.
That's what I was like, he hasn't met him.
I really thought she was going to be like, you know, they just don't have a good relationship yet. Like, I thought it was going to go negative. Like,
I thought she was going to be like, well, you know, he's always known of him from the posters on my bedroom wall.
Has he actually met him yet?
But she from was the, so choking up. The, I'm like...
What's the vision from the vision board?
Her vision board.
I recommend her had a vision
diary.
Board of what she was going to do for Love and Hip Hop.
And Bow Wow was on me.
Right before Sin.
It, no, it wasn't Bow Wow. It was just a rapper with a like a
right.
question mark.
And know, a dollar like, sign the, necklace. Yeah. Like, what?
Insert rapper here.
Insert rapper here. With some sort of credibility.
Yeah.
So Erica says, you know, it's just time to grow up. My favorite scene was that studio scene where I said, you can't trust anyone, not even the guy you're sleeping with. She says, you know, I have a lot to explain to my son, but this platform helped me better myself. God knows where I would have been. You would have continued to suck dick without a camera being there.
And Chrissy and you would have been making that money.
Right.
Chrissy would have been pimping yo.
But my
ass.
Thing is like when they were like, oh, we have a montage or whatever the fuck, and she was just like,
but it was the most like, it wasn't like Erica Mena doing
so
good things.
Right?
Yes. It was like, yeah, you dumb cut, Rocky. Like,
I'm gonna kick you in the face, but I kicked my baby daddy. Like,
because it was all a game.
And then she watches the montage, she's like, thank
if
you.
That were mine, I would be so disrespectful.
Watching that montage actually made me really be like, wow,
I'd have been like,
you were so irrelevant from this whole show.
Like, I should have been like, wait, can we actually not play it? Like, can we not actually, can we, because I don't just want to walk out of here like, you know.
Right,
like,
and you really fell
dignity,
into the trap and did it at the end.
Mona, that's terrible. She did her like
Mona
that.
Mona, really, that was the high five. Like, yeah. Let's go, girl.
Mona got her.
You stole mine, bitch.
Yep.
Do
yep.
the titty. Put shake your
you
titties.
Know, you know who you are.
Right.
Do the titty dance, like I told you.
Like, she really was all like this the whole time, just like. And she's like, I got.
No, because Mona said, so can you do the dance one
the
last
infamous
time?
Dance.
She really said the infamous dance.
I didn't even know what it was going to be.
I didn't know me either.
I was like,
I really
what's she about
to do? Right,
she
stood
up and sat down.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
She did the titty dance.
So
dance.
She said, you know, I had to watch myself to see I was hurting. Bitch, you just want. She's like, you know, but I'm not going to say that I would never do reality TV. Yeah, because you're hoping for that spinoff on Centric.
Oh, and that's,
or anyone else out there.
You and Mona, like, oh, Mona, make sure you give me that spinoff with me and Fresh in My Miz or whatever the fuck. I can't even say it. She says it so good because, like, that's what she's always been
fresh
wanting.
Is on me.
Fresh
is
on me. Like, she says it so quick. Fresh in My Miz. Fresh in My Miz. Like, what the fuck? She even saying it. Like, ready to marry that one.
Oh,
all right, so then we get Yandy versus Remy. Yandy said, we met 2 years ago at an event, and then all of a sudden she started popping up at all these other events. Which, the story still sounded like it got holes, because it's like, if a bitch starts popping up at events, like, remove her.
It sounded like it got holes, but Remy didn't argue when Yandy ran down how it was creepy. No, yeah. She was like, wah, wah, wah,
wah. I mean, it made sense, girl. You creepy.
Remy looked like that Muppet from the Muppet Band. That bitch with the bangs.
Again.
Remy got that outfit on with the Chuck E. Cheese puppets, the one that be on the drums the or the keyboard. It's like, ding, ding, ding.
The shoulder pads.
Oh my
gosh. No,
I'm,
no.
The shoulder pads?
No. I know. She did have the shoulder pads on. Captain Tennille.
You'd be like,
Jim is outrageous.
No, but I was really.
I was watching that. Dog.
Does anybody else agree with me that Kim Bella shouldn't have been there? Like, what was the point?
They had everybody else. They had a Cisco's mom there at this point.
They had the bitch that Sin is fucking. Like, how irrelevant.
The dude. Oh, that was so irrelevant.
At least Kim Bella's been on the show.
Exactly.
And had a part of the little storyline with the Remy thing.
And told Mona, "I'll fight her if you want me."
But she was just like, chirp.
Right.
Listen.
Chirping.
I still stand. She's everything. I still stand for Remy. I think Remy's a misguided soul.
Agreed.
Well, yes.
That was looking trying for mentorship and direction.
No, she wasn't trying to get on Love and Hip Hop. She was trying to get in Yandy's life.
Yes.
She was
she
not giving
up
a fuck
Yandy.
About
she said, "I admire
Love
you,
and
Yandy." Yeah, I mean,
she was not like crazy in front of camera. She was just like, "Hey, Yandy."
She used the term admire.
Like, she was not even thinking about
she's
these
hip-hop.
She's
a character on Love and Hip Hop.
She was not even a character. She was only relevant because of Yandy. Because she wants to be Yandy. She didn't give a fuck about Love and Hip Hop. Yeah. If there wasn't a Love and Hip Hop, she should have wanted to be in Yandy's
life. If there weren't cameras, that she would have still showed up wearing Yandy's outfit?
I don't know about that part.
Yes.
Maybe.
She would have. Some people guys just don't know that they're creepy.
Yeah.
When Yandy was telling her she was creepy, you see she was like, this is her first time hearing.
That's like put the lotion in the basket creepy, like wearing someone's face.
Some people don't know they're creepy.
Like, if you were trying to do it as a joke, well, you should have said it when you was with Yandy, like, aha, you thought it was funny. Like,
I would never joke like this. Would you ever buy somebody's whole outfit?
Yes, what's your name, Jen, on Basketball Wives? Jackie, remember when Jackie came dressed as Drea?
And Kenya.
Oh, no, Drea came dressed as Jackie, and Kenya did it for Phaedra.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's been done before, honey.
But they've done it right, though, because that was a mockery.
Rich and says, also, they were actual characters that were relevant.
Right. Yeah. So Rich says that... Oh, I don't know why I even went there. So Mendici's talking about, my favorite clip was Mendici's looked at Yandy talking about, "Oh boy, you a troublemaker."
I love them. They're so cute.
And then when Yandy gets up, he's like, "Why are you getting up? Yeah. Sit down.
Yeah.
She was like, "I wasn't going to do nothing."
Low key, Mendici's is the one guy that they don't want to fight on that stage.
They don't want them. They don't want it.
If you notice, whenever it pops off and everybody goes like 100, he always starts laughing first. Right. First move is to laugh.
Yeah, but he's also probably on probation.
Yeah,
people,
but
he's too calm. He's one of those calm dudes you don't want to fight. You don't want to fight a calm
he's
dude.
He's really, yeah.
The dude that ain't
crazy,
budging,
really
he ain't moving, he ain't moved by nothing you saying, all that walking around.
You just got to do that one slick move just...
Yeah, you don't want to fight a calm dude at all.
Hammer fist.
He'll choke you out. You
and
can't
prison,
breathe again.
In prison, you got to learn like one move knockouts. It's got to be like quick.
It's so true. Oh my God, that's
scary. Remy says that she got Yandy the contact for her extensions and then calls Kim Bella washed up. Well,
that's all you could come up with.
Yeah, like Kim Bella's on the show.
But Kim Bella was kind of blending a little bit. Like she kind of.
I mean, she ain't got a real role on the show.
No, she just needs to change her hair color. I mean, she.
I like the purple.
I did too,
right, but
she didn't
like
have it on today.
Yeah. I didn't like the blonde. She did kind of look washed up with that hair. She could have been better. Girl should have been dark and fierce.
Chirp, chirp. So then we get the whole entire cast, and Amina. That's
we
when Mina had asked
that.
Chrissy wants Chink to
you
get
know,
that
they
divorce
just
still.
Divorce. I'll just get so happy.
Girl, he is not getting
I want a man.
Chrissy.
Chink, do you hear me?
Yeah, and then, oh my goodness, y'all, Yandy and Mendici's are getting married May 25th on VH1. On Memorial Day, I will be out drinking.
Like we said, that it was going to happen that way on VH1. Catch we already on. Said it a long time
ago.
Hopefully. There you go. And there you have it.
So, but they have a save the date. It's called Save the Date, and we're going to get I mean, no one cares about this wedding so much that Mona was like, all right,
we got to get Duchess
and Caesar. We got to get Stevie and Jocelyn. And then can we get anyone from the Mob Wives? Do you know do you have the PR contact for them?
I don't want none of these people at my wedding.
Perfect.
Like, I'd be like, no. No.
Like, Yandy's, they're paying.
Yandy's bridesmaids are going to be Duchess, Jocelyn, Renee, and Drita.
Oh, ew. Well, can you imagine?
I cannot. I'm just so mad they started that.
Like, they have to go wedding bridal dress shopping with her.
My dream might happen. If Chrissy shows up at this wedding and somehow can hang out with Renee and Drita, and we can move her over to the Mob Wives. I'm sold.
Yeah.
I'm sold on that.
I can see that.
Well, on that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in with us all season long. We'll be back next week for Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, so make sure you guys tune in. Make sure you guys also hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Yeah. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Cornelia.
At Since They Don't Play.
At I Am More Fire.
Until next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.